Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Matthew 18, verse 21. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? He answered, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. They said to him, Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and send her away? He said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. The disciples said to him, If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry. But he said to them, Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it. Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and went away. So we're seeing some continuity with the gospel account according to Matthew. And Jesus has talked about becoming like little children in order to enter the kingdom, talking about humility and recognizing dependence. He has talked about temptations to sin. Specifically, he talked about being a stumbling block to others, and that you should not be a cause of sin for anyone else. He talked about the value of every particular soul, so much so that he uses the illustration of a shepherd leaving 99 safe sheep to go and seek the one that was lost. And then he goes from that into talking about if your brother sins against you, that you need to rectify that. And specifically, if they have sinned and they won't repent from that, then it eventually goes to the church and they are to consider them like a Gentile and a tax collector. So having talked about those things, we go right into the unforgiving servant that is prompted by Peter asking that question, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I will forgive him? And this always felt like one of those questions where someone might feel like they're doing well where someone might ask this question feeling like it's going to validate them in some way. But instead of Jesus agreeing with him seven times, he goes farther and says 77 times. Now, if we are talking about seven in terms of the way the Bible uses it, you could say that you would completely forgive. But Jesus takes it farther and goes the extra mile, saying, you keep on forgiving. You keep on completely forgiving. And then he uses this parable about this king that was settling accounts with his servants. And he has this one servant that owes him a massive, massive amount of money. And I don't think that Jesus was really talking about money, but he used an amount of money that would just be unfathomably large in order to help us to understand what kind of a debt sin creates for us. It is a debt that costs us our very souls. So this servant owes this massive amount of money to this king and begs for mercy instead of being sold into slavery along with his family, his children, his goods. And the king shows mercy on him and forgives him this debt despite the size of that debt. But he finds this other servant that owes him a relatively tiny amount of money. In fact, it says that he owed him 100 denarii, a denarii being a day's wage for a laborer. So you had one talent was considered to be 20 years' wages. One denarii was considered to be one day's wages. So 100 days' wages compared to 10,000 times 20 years of wages. So that gives you an understanding of the difference there. Somebody sins against us. They don't owe the cost of their soul to us. Now, they may to God, but the debt to us is small. Yet he wouldn't forgive his fellow servant. And of course, the other servants saw this. They were distressed by it. They report it. And so then the king condemns him for his unmerciful attitude. And we're told that God would look at us the same way. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother. I think that really would have driven the point home with Peter about completely forgiving and forgiving over and over and over. Then we have a question brought to Jesus. They want to test him. They want to entrap him. And they're doing so using the Mosaic law, thinking that if he goes against the Mosaic law, then we've got him. And so they say, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? Notice how they state that. Any cause. And I don't believe that Moses supported any cause, but they phrased it that way in order to entrap him. And he says, have you not read? These are the leaders of the people, and they should have been well read and well versed in the scriptures. And so he says, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh, and what therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. In other words, who would take and divide flesh? That's how serious this is. That's what he's telling them about divorcing one's wife. And so they come back and they said, well, then why did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away? And he said, this was because of the hardness of your heart that Moses allowed you to divorce. But from the beginning, it was not so. In other words, it was not God's intention about the marriage law. And so then he tells them, anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And you combine this with his teaching that was back in Matthew chapter 5, and you understand that anyone who marries then that divorced person, the one that was put away and they are not innocent, they commit adultery. And then there is this statement by his disciples, well, maybe it's better just to not get married at all. And he says, well, there are some that make that choice. Some of them, that choice is forced upon them, and some of them make that choice. But just because something is difficult and challenging does not mean that it's not required under the law that Jesus is bringing. And then finally, the last little section, which ties back to talking about unless you become like a little child. The children are being brought to him. He's laying his hands on him. The disciples are rebuking the people. And he says, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. Well, that concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.